This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 15, Tampa Bay at Atlanta. The Bucks Bulletin 3 years ago was the brainchild of Sean, Jeremy, and others at Brandon Legal Group. I'm happy to report Brandon Legal Group will continue as both a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and Todd Wright Family of Podcast sponsor into 2021. I very much appreciate them, and they seem to enjoy the message I conveyed to all of you, that Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. If you need family law, you can call them for a free consult. If you need divorce law, you can call them for a free consult. If you need other types of law, remember they are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Again, call anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, BrandonLegalGroup.com. My email for fantasy purposes, remember, I answer emails for those who are active listeners of my podcast. The Week 15 keyword is semis or semifinals, included in the subject line or early in the base of your email to let me know you're an active podcast listener, and I will offer you a second opinion on what you need. Please do not ask me to set your starting lineup. Do not give me the, I have A, B, and C, which one do I play? Those aren't the questions I answer. Write out what your situation is, write out your options, tell me what you're thinking, and I will offer you a second opinion based off yours. All right? But you need to include the keyword semis or semifinals, since this is the semifinal week of the Fantasy Football Playoffs, Week 15, and send that email before you go to bed Saturday night to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Remember, I just cannot respond to fantasy emails on Sunday. I'm also in the playoffs. I commission multiple leagues. I play golf. I run golf tournaments. I want to enjoy the great weather we have here in the greater Tampa Bay area. So get them to me Monday through Saturday. And remember to include the keyword. All right. Recording this podcast at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. So we've got some key people out of this game. Ronald Jones, out. Donovan Smith, out. Julio Jones, out. All right. So first of all, off the top, and I don't talk about kickers a lot here. The strongest plays from this game by position are the two kickers. Now that Ryan Succop and the entire special teams unit of the Bucks has been cleared to play and is off the COVID-19 list, Koo of Atlanta and Succop are the two strongest plays wearing a Bucks or a Falcons uniform this week. Controlled conditions inside the dome. Koo has been really good. Succop has been very good considering the Buccaneer history with kickers. Bucks should put up a number of points in this game against the Falcon defense. That gets Succop extra points. The Bucks are without their top running back, so maybe they struggle a little bit in the red zone. If they can't get it to Evans or Gronkowski, that would bring out Succop for easy field goals. So Koo and Succop, and again, I rarely talk about kickers, but the irony is from this game, they are the two must plays if you own them. They're the two kickers. Next in line would be Calvin Ridley. And sure, he looks like he's on the losing team here, but add it all up. Ridley's a wide receiver one. He leads the Falcons in all categories this year. He had touchdowns pretty consistently early in the season. He had a good game again last week with Julio Jones out. Jones is out again. He's the number one guy. There isn't a case that can be made that the Falcons and Dirk Cutter will put together an offensive game plan that features somebody more than Calvin Ridley. And it's not like the Bucs pass defense, especially Carlton Davis, look like they can give Ridley a hard time. And there could be a lot of garbage time yards and potential touchdowns there if the Falcons have reverse game flow. So Ridley, of the major positions other than kicker, Ridley is the must start in this game if you have him. As far as other Falcons are concerned, I can't really make that strong of a case for anyone other than Koo and Ridley. Again, Julio Jones is out. Matt Ryan's fantasy production is way down, and it's generally down when Jones doesn't play. This doesn't mean you don't play Ridley because of Ryan's numbers, but you don't play Matt Ryan. There are better options out there. If you were forced somehow into a situation, maybe you got by last week in the fantasy playoffs with a game and S being kind for Matt Ryan, you don't want to play him this week. You just don't. You don't want to play Todd Gurley this week or any Falcon running back. It's against the strength of the Buccaneer defense. The game flow doesn't lead to it. I think the Falcons are just trying to get to the end of the season here with Gurley, who was an effective fantasy running back for the first couple months of the fantasy season. He got you by as kind of a high running RB2, but not now. Russell Gage is the only desperation play, and he might be a fantasy bargain in daily because Gage is he's the second best guy they got now at the wide receiver position. He's going to run a lot of routes. He occasionally throws a ball. He could connect with Ridley on a touchdown pass. If you're really, really desperate and way down the board looking for a flex play or, say, a wide receiver three, or you're in a league like mine where we have a wide receiver tight end flex and you just lost Michael Thomas as an example from the New Orleans Saints. Maybe you owned Julio Jones. You've been without him the last couple of weeks. You had Deebo Samuel, and he's not going to play this week. Gage isn't the best option out there for you that might be on the waiver wire, but he's one of a handful that might get you something at that position. Neither tight end to me looks playable. Gronkowski has been very touchdown dependent the last, really, most of the year. Could he score a touchdown in this game? Sure. But after last week, do you want to risk that he makes the most of one target down on the goal line? If you're in an outdated 20th century mandatory tight end league, I know Gronkowski and Hurst looked like solid starters a month or two ago. Hurst isn't putting up yardage. Gronkowski isn't getting targets. There's more going to Antonio Brown. I don't think either of these guys is a strong tight end play. And on the Buccaneer side, as it relates to Tom Brady, he is a decent QB1 this week. He didn't perform well for you last week against Minnesota because Minnesota, like years ago with Ezekiel Elliott and prior to that DeMarco Murray, they just hogged the clock with the way they run their offense. So Brady's numbers were sort of low-end QB2 last week. You can hope for QB1 type numbers against this Falcon pass defense in a controlled environment out of Tom Brady if he's your quarterback this week. Godwin and Evans, they are kind of what they are at this point. Godwin looks like the better play in terms of the consistency of targets right now as a lower wide receiver too. Evans does get his number called just like Gronk when the Bucs are down on the goal line. Evans is touchdown dependent. He's sort of a wide receiver 2/3 right now, and you need that goal line target and for him to make the most of it. Antonio Brown has put up better numbers in two of his last four games that I think has led to less action for Gronkowski. I'll put Brown in that same category of Gage. And if you're searching for a flex play or another wide receiver because of some of the guys I mentioned earlier who aren't going to play, I think Brown's right there in that category. I think in Patrick Daugherty's rankings on Roto-World as of Friday night, Brown was in the mid-30s in terms of the rankings. And you know what? It's not that significant that Brown would be ranked, say, well, he's 10 higher than whoever's at 45, because the point differential once you get down that far isn't very much. That's the way those wide receiver rankings are. Tough to project. And Brown just doesn't score. The scores go to Evans. They go to even Scotty Miller resurfaced. They go to Gronk. No Ronald Jones. So what does that mean for Fournette? Well, I don't know. I just don't know. And it follows this guy wherever he goes. And he's been that way since LSU. Tons of talent, and just the want to doesn't seem to be there, or the excuses too often are there. So healthy scratch last week, expected to be the lead back this week. I mean, if you have to play a running back because your situation at RB2 didn't work out, and you want a guy who's going to be out there as the lead back on the first possession of the game, and of course the Bucs have been horrible in the first quarter, then yeah, Fournette's going to be there. I'm not excited about LeSean McCoy. I've said this since LeSean McCoy was signed by the Buccaneers. Last year, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, so they played three postseason games, conference. It's called a division playoff game, then a conference championship, and a Super Bowl. And they did very well. LeSean McCoy was on the field for one play in those three games. One total combined. He doesn't have much. So Fournette, eh. But there might be some volume there. You hope he gets a short yardage look, or he feels that, you know, he needs a contract for next year. So this is a chance for him with Ronald Jones out to maybe showcase himself a little bit to try to make some money on his next deal, likely somewhere else. But it's not an exciting play. But that's the running back landscape this year. It's tough to find RB2s, and there almost haven't been enough RB1s to go around either. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Remember, they are a full-service law firm. Family law, done. Divorce, done. Full-service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult at 844-4BLG4ME or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. We'll be back next week with the season finale of the Bucks Bulletin. Remember, I only do fantasy podcasts through week 16 because you should not be playing season-long leagues that end in week 17. And I'm not going to enable you by giving you advice in week 17. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Bucks Bulletin, and we'll talk to you next week.